Hello children, welcome to the distance learning program of Atomic Energy Education Society. Class 6, Mathematics, Chapter 9, Data Handling, Module 1 of 3. Children, you all know that when your class teacher comes to your class in the first period, the first thing that she does is take attendance of the day. There is an attendance register in which the teacher marks present or absent in columns against your name, isn't it? Also, when you watch a cricket match in TV, you might have noticed that in between the game, some details such as runs taken by the player, wickets lost, runs per over, etc. being displayed on the screen in a tabular column or by pictures. You might have also seen in magazines some information in picture form or tabular columns such as representing the population increase in various years, sale of books in different companies in different years, etc. Also, your final report card from the school contains the marks you scored in periodic tests, half-yearly and annual examinations in various subjects. The examples that I mention now are all some information gathered and organized in a planned manner. The information gathered and represented is known as data, and how we handle data is a concept that we are going to study in this chapter, data handling. And you know, children, the branch of mathematics that deals with gathering, representing, analyzing, and interpreting of data is known as statistics. Okay, now let us study how to record the data that are gathered or collected from various sources. Data can be recorded and organized by various methods. The first method that we are going to learn is tally marks. To get a particular information from a given data quickly, the data can be arranged in a tabular form using tally marks. When the observations are large, it may not be easy to find the numbers by simply counting. So here we make use of tally marks. The term tally comes from the Latin word tallia. It also denotes a stick or tablet on which counts were made. Tally marks are represented by vertical lines and are usually marked in bunches or groups of five. The first four tallies are marked vertically. The fifth tally in a bunch is marked diagonally across the previous four lines. So, in that sense, if number 8 is to be represented by tally marks, then first draw 4 vertical lines. After that, the 5th line is drawn across the 4 lines diagonally. And then the next 3 more vertical lines are drawn nearby. So this will total to 8. Bunch of 5 lines plus 3 vertical lines. Tally marks is an important tool in handling data. It helps us to manage all the data in a proper way and can be easily made. It allows us to organize our data in a well-mannered way. In the next module, we will be learning another method of representing and organizing data. That's all for now, children. Happy learning!